We delay the start of our regularly scheduled program. We have delayed the start of our regularly scheduled program to bring you this bulletin from CBS News. Fort Worth, Texas. The Army Air Force's giant B-36 bomber has landed safely at the Fort Worth Army Airfield after correcting trouble with its landing gear. We repeat, the giant B-36 bomber has landed safely. This bulletin has come to you from CBS News. We resume our regularly scheduled program.
That's what Campbell's Soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharman. School day lunches for the children. Seems to me they ought to be easy for busy mothers and hearty for active young appetites. That's why so many wise mothers serve big bowls of Campbell's vegetable soup often. Children love the flavor of the homey beef stock and all those tender vegetables. And mothers know this good soup provides nourishment that children need. What's more, Campbell's vegetable soup is so downright satisfying. Mothers say it's almost a meal in itself and make it the main dish for lots of meals. Tomorrow would be a fine time to stock up on Campbell's vegetable soup. Well, folks, it's time once again to look into 22 North Hollywood Lane and see what's happening to Jack Carson.
Mr. Carson, can't you read the morning paper a little faster?
Well, Treacher, I'm looking for something in here.
You take so long, sir. It makes me nervous.
What do you mean, nervous?
Well, you always get the paper so wrinkled, sir. Don't forget, I've still got to iron it out straight and put it back on the neighbor's front porch.
Stop worrying. There's plenty of time. Anyway, if the neighbor ever finds out about the paper, it'll be because of your carelessness. Yesterday, you got the iron too hot and burned little Abner's pants off. Let's see, I'm looking for an ad that I inserted in the personal column.
You put an ad in the paper, sir?
Yes, and I think it's supposed to be in today. Gee, they sure put some funny things in the personal columns. Listen to this one. Snappy musical team available for parties and dances. Girl sings, man plays ragtime piano. Oh, those Trumans. Here's another one. Good-looking man who owns a chicken would like to meet woman with large backyard. Object, a little scratching around. That's just plain silly. Oh, here's the ad I put in. Attractive middle-aged woman with a little money in the bank and a going business would like to meet personable gentleman. Object, a dream house for two in the country. Call North Hollywood 1212.
Why, that's our telephone number, sir.
Yes, I wanted the answers to the ad to come here.
I don't understand, sir. Who is this attractive middle-aged woman you speak of?
Well, that's Miss Ryan. She doesn't know I put this ad in, but you know as well as I do that she needs a husband. She's always telling me how lonely she is, and I figured out that, well, I'd sort of play Cupid and take care of the whole thing.
Oh, Mr. Carson, why do you persist in meddling in other people's affairs?
Well, Miss Ryan is lonesome and... she needs a romantic interest.
Well, if you feel so strongly about it, sir, why don't you take her out yourself?
Oh, Treacher, Miss Ryan is much too old for me.
Oh, excuse me, sir. But after seeing some of the things you picked up at the Palladium, I didn't think anyone...
Never mind. They turn the lights down so low during those moonlight waltzes, anything can happen. One night I went around the floor three times before I found out my partner was the bartender. But in trying to get a man for Miss Ryan, Treacher, I am not meddling. It's just that I feel that she is...
Hiya, Treacher. Hi, Uncle Jack.
Oh, hello, Tug. Well, I'm glad you came in. It's time to get this newspaper back before the neighbor gets up.
Uncle Jack, that neighbor's going to get suspicious one of these days.
How come?
Well, I wish you wouldn't eat breakfast while you're reading it.
What's that got to do with the neighbor getting suspicious?
Well, last Sunday on the front page, there was a picture of King George and Queen Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
And when I took the paper back, they were shaking hands with a scrambled egg.
Well, I just had to see the paper this morning. It was important.
Yes, your uncle put an ad in the Lovelorn column.
A Lovelorn column? Gee whiz, Uncle Jack, why can't you get dates like other fellows do?
I didn't put the ad in there for myself. I can get all the girls I want. All I have to do is stand in the street corner and look like I'm on the loose.
Yeah. The last time you tried that, a policewoman came along and tightened you up.
She was the first cop I ever saw with an upsweep hairdo. Anyway, this ad I put in the paper concerns Miss Ryan. She's always complaining she hasn't got a fellow, so I just thought I'd advertise for one. You see, I can interview the applicants and be sure she gets the right sort of man, and I'll get it, Fitcher, never mind. Yes? Oh, yes, the ad in the paper. No, I'm not the middle-aged woman. But she'll be here later. What was your name, please? Huh? Oh, Pinckney. No, I won't have to write that down. Pinckney is easy to remember. I'll just associate it with my own Pinckneys. What's that? Oh, you already have a dream house in the country. That's fine. Oh, yes, I'm sure the lady will be delighted to meet you. Look, why don't you come to 22 North Hollywood Lane in about an hour, and I'll have her here. All right, Mr. Pinckney. Goodbye. There, you see? I'm getting results already. This Pinckney sounded very businesslike. You know, you can't tell. He might be a good catch for Miss Ryan.
Yes, sir, but how do you know he will like her? After all, when you describe Miss Ryan as being middle-aged, you are being very charitable.
Oh, Treacher, Miss Ryan isn't so old. I'll admit she's not the best-looking woman in the world, but that's a matter of viewpoint. Basically, Miss Ryan has everything that Rita Hayworth has.
Yes, sir, but she's had them all so long.
Preacher, sometimes I'm disappointed in your bachelor attitude toward the opposite sex.
But I'm sorry, sir, but I subscribe to Rudyard Kipling's theory. He said a woman is just a woman, but a good cigar is a smoke.
Uh-huh. Well, Kipling was just sore because he couldn't pick up a woman with a nail on the end of a stick. See, I can't wait to tell Miss Ryan the good news. I'm sure when she finds out I got a fellow for her, she'll forgive me for putting the ad in. Come on, Treacher, let's go down to her store right now and tell her about it. Oh, the flowers that bloom in the spring. The flowers that bloom in the... You know, Treacher, I'm beginning to enjoy this role I'm playing as Cupid. Just think. I may be the one to plant the flower of love in Miss Ryan's garden of life.
Yes, sir. But don't forget, Miss Ryan is an old maid, and she may not have much topsoil left.
Listen, Miss Ryan is a very affectionate woman, and when she meets the right guy, I'm sure
she... Pardon, sir, but here comes little Miss Norma Jean up the street.
Oh, yes. Hello, Norma Jean.
Hello, Mr. Carrison. Hello, Mr. Treacher.
Hello, dear.
Where are you going?
Well, we're on a little mission of romance, honey. We're on our way to Miss Ryan's, and I'm going to do a little work for Dan Cupid.
Oh. Aren't you working for Warner Brothers anymore?
Yes, of course I am. Warner Brothers are certainly not going to let their biggest star go.
My mother says the biggest star out there is Humphrey Bogart.
Well, yes, but I'm the next biggest star right under him.
My mother says the next biggest star is Dennis Morgan.
Well, yes, but right after Dennis Morgan, I come next.
Well, my mother says the next biggest star after Dennis Morgan...
Oh, come along, sir. We could be here hours before we got down to you.
Who's this Dan somebody you were talking about?
Dan? Oh, Dan Cupid. Well, he's a little fellow who goes out hunting for people at this time of the year, and if you're not careful, he gets you.
You told me that was the income tax collector.
No, darling, this is different. What I was trying to tell you is that, well, you know, Miss Ryan isn't married.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to get a fellow for her.
Why?
Why? Well, Miss Ryan is a dignified woman. She can't get a date just by hanging around Griffith Park.
Well, Tugwell says it works all right for you.
Well, don't believe everything he tells you, honey. Well, here's Miss Ryan's store. You better run along, Norma Jean.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Yeah. Gee, I hope Miss Ryan won't be angry when she finds out I put an ad in the paper to get her a husband.
Don't worry about Miss Ryan, sir. If ever I saw a man-hungry female...
Yeah, that will do, Treacher. Well, let's go in.
Yes? Oh, hello there, Mr. Treacher. And Mr. Carson.
Miss Ryan, you look splendid today. I don't know if you're fixing your hair differently or what, but you really do look lovely. And how are you feeling?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
I was afraid of that. Miss Ryan, I think I have some good news for you. You see, I put an ad in the paper.
All morning I've had a dull throbbing across my shoulder. It starts on one side.
Yes, yes. Well, I put this ad in the paper.
And then it moves over and joins up with another throbbing ache I have on this side. And then...
Miss Ryan, look. I've got you a date with a man.
You'd never believe that pain that I... Did somebody say man?
I thought that would slow her up. Miss Ryan, I took the liberty of putting an ad in the personal column about you.
About me?
Yes. I said, middle-aged woman with bank account wants to meet personable man. Object, a dream house in the country. What do you think of that?
Middle-aged?
Well, I use that as a sort of an expression.
Well, I'm not as old as some people think. In fact, I'm just cruising into my early 30s.
Cruising into your early 30s? Yes.
Maybe she came by way of Cape Horn.
Nobody asked you, Treacher. Now, Miss Ryan, I want you to get dressed up real nice and come over to my house in about an hour, and you can meet this man.
Oh, I will, I will. I'll rush right upstairs and... Oh, dear. I guess you think I'm awfully anxious.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Would you believe it, Mr. Carson? There was a time when I could get a man by just snapping my fingers.
Oh, I'm sure you could, Miss Ryan.
The trouble is now I'm right at that age where every time I get ready to snap my fingers, something else always snaps first.
I wouldn't worry about that, Miss Ryan. Now, this man's name is Pinckney, and he told me he's got a cute little dream house in the country.
Oh, that's grand. I hope he likes me. I wish this all had happened 20 years ago. You know, at one time I was considered quite a package.
Yes. Well, maybe he'll never notice that some of the wrappings have come loose. No. I mean, don't forget, Miss Ryan, in about an hour.
Well, look who's coming in. It's Mr. Sharvett.
Oh, hello, Dal.
Hello, everybody. I saw you all through the window, so I thought I'd stop by and see if you like this announcement I wrote. It's about Campbell's vegetable soup.
No. How does it go?
Well, I start out by saying that 15 is the number of tender vegetables that Campbell's use to make their vegetable soup.
I wish I could make up my mind what dress to wear. I could wear my blue dotted Swiss and my red hat. No, I think I'll wear my brown organdy.
Yes, Miss Ryan, that would be nice. Now, what were you saying, Dal?
I was saying that Campbell's make their vegetable soup the good home way, that it's so substantial and hearty, folks look on it as almost a meal in itself.
Oh, dear, I can't wear the brown organdy. The last time I wore it, a taxi backed into me and the bustle's all flat.
The bustle is all flat, Miss Ryan. Please, your brown organdy will be perfectly fine. Now, Dal, what's the rest of that?
Well, I
can't wear the dress without a bustle.
Well, Miss Ryan, please.
The rest of it goes like this. Any meal you plan around bowls of Campbell's vegetable soup is bound to be comforting and satisfying.
If I wear the dress without a bustle, I'll feel cold.
Miss Ryan, you will not be cold.
How do you know? You never wore a dress without a bustle.
No, Miss Ryan, I'm trying to listen to what Dal is saying. Go ahead, Dal.
The fog comes in around 4 o'clock and creeps up your legs, and if you're not wearing
Ryan,
a bustle...
Please! Just let Dal finish.
Well, that's about all there is, Jack, except be sure and stock up on Campbell's vegetable soup tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry, I will, Dal. Now, remember, Miss Ryan, you get dressed up and come right over to the house when you're finished. Come on, Tracy, let's see.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin, featuring the Martin Men, presenting Freddie's choice for tomorrow's new song hit, I Believe.
I believe in wishing well, and I also believe in a lot of things that Daisy tells. I believe that a four-leaf clover brings lots of luck, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things.
And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because
I believe that dreams come true.
If you wish for a dream by a wishing well, don't tell a wish or you'll break the spell.
It may sound naive, but that's what I
And so you see, Tugwell, Miss Ryan will be here soon, and I hope she gets here about the time Mr. Pinckney does.
Yeah, but if this Mr. Pinckney has the date with her, what do you have to get dressed up for?
Well, you see, this man is going to meet Miss Ryan through me, and since Miss Ryan is a friend of mine, he will judge her by what he thinks of me.
Well, that was a short romance.
Tugwell, sometimes you underestimate your uncle. I don't mind saying that in this dark suit, I look very businesslike, even somewhat like a banker.
A banker? See, the only banking you've ever done is a three ball in the corner pocket.
Is that so? Even though I am a great success as an actor, I'm also something of a figure in the business world. I'm conducting experiments right now on a formula that, well, it may startle the country.
You mean that puttering around you do in the basement every night?
That's not just puttering around, Tugwell. I've just about perfected a secret rubberizing process.
Rubberizing?
Yes, and it'll be a very humanitarian thing, too. Think of what it will mean to millions of kiddies if they can have their bubble gum retreaded. Why, I'll be creating a whole new industry.
Hey, Uncle Jack, don't you think you stayed out in the sun too long today without your hat?
Just don't worry about me, Tugwell, because when it comes to accomplishing the impossible... Ah, this is probably Pinckney now. Tugwell... Don't forget that this will mean a lot to Miss Ryan. Mm-hmm. So if you must get in the conversation, at least try to say something that will impress him.
Okay. You know, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
You almost were.
How do you do? My name is Pinckney. I guess you're the gentleman I spoke with on the telephone?
Oh, yes, that's right, Mr. Pinckney. Come right in. Here, sit down here. You may have seen me in pictures. I'm Warner Brothers' biggest star.
My, you certainly look different off the screen, Mr. Bogart.
You didn't talk to a little girl on the way over here, did you? Oh, you see, my name is Jack Carson. I'm on the radio, too. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Of course!
I knew you'd get
yes.
it. Yeah.
You're the brother-in-law of John's other wife. Yeah.
Well, no, not quite, but it really doesn't matter. Oh, pardon me, Mr. Pinckney. This is my nephew, Tugwell.
Well, your nephew, eh? Looks smart as a whip. How do you do, young man?
Hello.
Well, he may outgrow that.
Oh, he's just a little shy. Actually, he's at the top of all of his classes. In fact, there's nothing he can't do if he puts his mind to it. Isn't that right, Tugwell?
Yeah. Shall I show him how I can crack my knuckles?
No, thank you, Tugwell. Why don't you just run along? Mr. Pinckney and I have some matters to discuss.
Well, I could take off my shoe and show my double-jointed toe.
No, that won't be necessary. Just run along.
Okay. I'm glad to match you, Mr. Pinckney.
The wild impetuosity of you, eh? Well, Mr. Pinckney, Miss Ryan will be here soon, and I know you must be dying to meet her.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, does she really have so much money in the bank?
Well, yes, I think so, but money is not the main issue, shall we say. Ryan is a fine woman, and she represents all the desirable qualities of womanhood. I always say there's nothing quite so noble in nature's handiwork as a fine, sincere, affectionate woman.
Yes, especially if she's got money in the bank.
Yeah, so, Mr. Pinckney, I'm right in thinking that you do have a little home in the country.
Oh, yes, one of the finest little houses anywhere. And the really attractive thing about it is that it's completely insulated throughout.
Oh, good, good. Oh, pardon me, just a moment.
Am I too early?
No, no, Miss Ryan, you're right on time. Come on in. Miss Ryan, may I introduce Mr. Pinckney?
Hello.
I'm pleased to meet you, Miss... it is Miss, isn't it?
Yes. I've never been married at all.
Yeah, of course, she's had millions of opportunities, but she just didn't find the right man.
Well, I did go steady with one fellow. We were practically engaged. He was awfully charming, too.
Yes, yes, I'm sure he was. Now, I had
His name was Waldo. I met him down at the medical center.
Yes, well, what I had in mind...
It was so romantic. He had just been turned down for insurance, and I had the hives.
You had the hives. That was romantic. Of course, that's what you get for buzzing around. But when you came in, Miss Ryan, we were talking about Mr. Pinckney's house that he has in the country.
Oh, yes, I'm dying to see it. I was looking in my hope chest this morning. I began to save things back when I first thought about getting married.
Miss Ryan, pardon me, Mr. Pinckney. I'd like to speak with Miss Ryan privately.
Yes, go right ahead.
Miss Ryan, look, this man hasn't even mentioned marriage yet. Don't be so anxious. Play hard to get.
Mr. Carson, I've been so hard to get for so many years, I haven't been got.
Well, just take your time. Mr. Pinckney, what do you say we take a run out and look over your house?
Huh? I was just going to suggest that myself. It's a fine house, and it's completely insulated throughout.
Mr. Pinckney, do you like home cooking?
Home cooking?
Miss Ryan.
I've got some wonderful pots and pans in my hope chest that I've saved since I was a girl.
Yes, yes. Of course, they don't use those wooden ones anymore, but we can talk about that later.
Well, come along, everybody. It's a lovely drive over there, and I can't wait till you see my house. I know you'll be crazy about it, Miss Ryan. My car's right outside. Well, there she is. Two chimneys, shingle roofing, and a solid foundation.
Yes, this house is awfully cute. I'd like to see the inside, if I may.
You go right ahead inside and look at the rooms, Miss Ryan. Miss Pinckney and I will stay out here and inspect the outside of the house.
All right, I'll see you later.
Yes, sir, she's still in pretty good shape. Of course, she's not what she used to be. You know how it is, Carson. As the years go by, they start to sag a little around the beams.
Well, maybe she left her girdle home. No, you mean the house. I thought you meant Miss Ryan. By the way, Mr. Pinckney, how do you like Miss Ryan?
Oh, fine. I think she's one of the most likely prospects I've met.
Oh, good, good.
Of course, I wouldn't say she was the youngest chicken on the farm. I think we could safely assume that she's a little older than Margaret O'Brien.
Well, yes, yes, of course.
She might even be older than Lauren Bacall.
Yes, yes.
In fact, I think she's older than Marjorie May. Yeah.
When you get to Betsy Ross, I'll argue with you. Shh, here she comes back.
Oh, it's just wonderful inside the house. Mr. Pinckney, I think the two people could be awfully happy in there. Just like lovebirds.
Well, naturally.
I don't suppose I should say this in front of Mr. Pinckney, but I've already picked out the nursery.
You picked out the nursery?
Yes.
Miss Ryan, aren't you trying to cook a roast with just a pilot light? What I mean... I mean, Miss Ryan, I'm sure you'll be very happy living here.
You really like the house, Miss Ryan?
Oh, I love it, Mr. Pinckney.
And don't forget, it's got complete insulation throughout.
Yes, it's a dream house. About all it needs is the pitter-patter of little feet.
Oh, there'll be lots of little feet, Miss Ryan. I notice the yard is full of gophers. Well, I guess all that remains to be done now is to set the date, eh, Pinckney? When do you and Miss Ryan intend to get married?
Married? I don't want to get married.
Don't want to get married? But you answered Miss Ryan's ad in the paper.
Well, sure I did. I'm a real estate salesman. All I want to do is sell her this house.
Well, of all the low-down, crummy...
The ad said she had a little money in the bank. That's all I was interested in.
Oh, dear.
Look, Pinckney, do you mean to tell me you've met this fine, upstanding woman and the only thing that's attractive to you about her is her bank account?
That's right.
But look at her. Look at her hair. Well, no, not her hair, but look at her face. No, not that either. Well, look at her figure. Miss Ryan.
Yes?
You better go down and put some more money in the bank.
All I can say is that this is a fine how-do-you-do. I wasted a whole afternoon and I don't make a sale. I don't see how you can pass up a house that's completely insulated throughout.
Pinckney, I think you've said enough. You can get in your car and get out of here. We'll go back on the bus.
That's good enough for me. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Boy, I'm glad he's gone. Gee, Miss Ryan, I don't know how to tell you how badly I feel that it turned out this way.
Oh, don't feel bad, Mr. Carson. You did the best you could. And you know something?
What?
Mr. Pinckney and I would never have gotten along very well.
Why not?
Well, I'm not as young as I used to be. And I don't think he'd like anything that wasn't completely insulated throughout.
Say, do you like good homemade vegetable soup? Probably yes, for it's a top mealtime favorite with millions. And lots of good home cooks would tell you there's just no need to make your own. Not with Campbell's Vegetable Soup, as handy as your nearest grocery store. Sometime real soon, taste Campbell's Vegetable Soup critically, with your own home kitchen kind in mind. You know, I believe Campbell's will make your family's vegetable soup from then on. For Campbell's Vegetable Soup is made with real home kitchen care. The beef stock is delicious and nourishing. The vegetables are selected, scrubbed, peeled, and diced your own painstaking way. But where you might use 5 or 6 vegetables, Campbell's use 15 to give this soup its grand garden flavor. Mmm, good. No wonder so many women say Campbell's vegetable soup is every bit as good as the home kitchen kind. How about steaming bowls for supper tomorrow?
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's awfully important to remember that the Red Cross is making its annual appeal to us. Because Red Cross work is our work. And so it's up to every one of us to help the Red Cross care for suffering humanity. In war and in peace, the Red Cross is always where people are in pain and in danger. I had an opportunity to see the splendid work the Red Cross did overseas during the war, and that work still goes on. So now it's up to us to give as generously as we can. Make your contributions through your local Red Cross headquarters. Thank you.
Franco-American spaghetti, F-A, Franco-American, F-A, Franco-American, F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back, America's favorite, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce, ready cooked to give grand good eating but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Listen again Wednesday to the Jack Carson Show and stay tuned for Dr. Christian, which follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.